starts out, I think, as far as I can remember, with me and my parents in our gold car driving through a city somewhere early in the night on the highway near the city. By early in the night, I mean the sky wasn't black yet, but the atmosphere is absolutely dreary and eerie. There was a heavy rain and a deranged sense of everything being in a sort of restrained rush fell over it all. So we arrived at our parking spot for where we were headed. The parking spot was apparently, according to a part later in the dream, on the blacktop roof of an old building slash parking garage. On the roof, strangely, was either an unused or just old gas station type thing, a small building with windows, and a bunch of stoplights, probably dead, with about random placement, some with railroad crossing bars. We parked up here next to one of the lights, probably dead, with about... We parked up here next to the stoplights. From there, we got out of the car and entered a small square room that had a strange arrangement of stairs going down. The stairs went around the edge of the room twice before they reached the not-so-far bottom, and a door that led to a normal chain of stairways leading to the bottom of the building slash parking garage. Once out, we walked at a somewhat relaxed pace about a block through the huge parking lot before the stadium-like building, which was strangely lacking cars. So why did we park on the roof of the garage? Now at some point, we got to the building, and somehow I got on my own, because there's a bit of skipping of memory here, and all of a sudden I'm inside. The building was stadium-like in size, but however, had a ceiling and was lit by halogens, I think, inside. But anyways, once inside the building, it became sort of like a game I've been playing recently, which is called Arc 22. Everything seemed to become like a game-like challenge, so the first thing I encounter in the stadium, I walk through the entrance, which is about the width of 1.5 to 2 of my dens lengthwise. I think there were stairs coming down from the entrance. The first side I encounter is about a den lengthwise wide strip of ground from the edge of the wall behind me once I walk in. The wall to either side of the walls that led me in from the entrance. Past this width of ground, there is a huge crevice which takes up seemingly all of the stadium-ish places area, which is a really large place, probably larger than a football stadium, which has, as I remember, no visible floor. Now, along with the edge of the floor were four bevels about the width of the den, evenly spaced out with about the length of the den between each and centered. There is still a pretty large bit of floor past these bevels. At two of these bevels, I can't remember which ones, but there was a bevel between them. There were extremely large semi-human things or creatures with armor, or at least a knight-like helmet on, that were very muscular. This is where it gets weird. What these things were doing is taking huge rectangular cube-like slabs or cubes of something really heavy. They were only gray, so possibly cement, and each side was about the length of my den, and their height was about half of me. These things were shot to the creature from something at a level about a house or two houses down on the opposite side of the stadium-ish place, a really long distance, and the creatures threw the things really high in the air to land to either beside them or behind them after they caught the cubes. When they grabbed the things, they kind of grabbed them so that they were adjacent to the bevel in the edge of the floor below them. On the rightmost creature's bevel, there was one of those slabs hanging off the edge of the bevel at about a 20 to 45 degree angle, either floating still or connected somehow to the edge of the wall below the ground. So when I got there, as soon as I saw what the creatures were doing, I said out loud, "Oh, are you serious?" Because by the time By that time, the rightmost creature had already thrown down one of those huge cubes into the air, and I realized I had to dodge it. So I ran very, very far and dove and slid to avoid getting crushed, and then encountered the leftmost load, which, already consisting of a previously described cube, was having smaller sheets of the same material quickly thrown onto it. I jumped over this and dodged more until I went past the rightmost creature a little bit. Then, noticing the slab hanging off the edge of his bevel in the floor, I jumped onto this, then onto the latest slab being shot toward this creature, and then somehow that led me into a secret room. Blank. I don't really know what that secret was. It could be a dream I thought I had before this one, where I got on Arc 22's Simosa phone and called the 1-800-CHEAT-ME number, and actually entered a valid keyword, which was something like, got them all, or something weird like that, which took me to a weird menu that I can't remember. Somehow, I got back to the previously described entry area of the stadium place, and then ran past the rightmost creature to some area far to the right. Blank. I did something in that area, up some stairs. Then when I got back to the main area with the huge gap, there was growth, greenery, pretty tall, consisting of grass, tall leafy plants, and evergreen trees, which were about 2 to 3 feet taller than me. Strangely, at each of the bevels in the floor, spreading a bit past them, it grew onto the slab that hung off the floor as well. Then an old, scrawny-ish, but intelligent-looking man, who seems like some sort of curator or head janitor, for some reason I felt like I knew him, walked in from some doors which were apparently to the left of the stairs I went up in the area to the right of the first creature. I hid from him, and he walked by and talked to the creatures, which were now just standing where they were before and not doing much. He took a couple minutes to stop and talk to the rightmost one. Then the rightmost one walked toward and past the other one, while the guy stayed at the rightmost one's bevel for a little bit, doing something. He then walked by the furthest one from me, leftmost, and they all went somewhere out of sight to the left of the entrance. I then walked out and walked along the edge of the floor, observing the new greenery. Now, strangely, the furthest creature's bevel in the floor, there was not only more greenery than at the others, but now a very steep grassy hill with lots of pine trees went off of it and down at a 35 to 45 degrees angle. Pretty steep. As far back and down as I could see, I walked into the trees here and went a small ways in because it was just grass and these short for pine tree trees, no extra growth, and clear enough to be pathway-ish. At this time I either heard something or noticed someone coming, possibly a lady, and so I started to run out of the trees, but when I reached the edge I realized that I couldn't make it out to the entrance without being seen, and so I ran down into the trees and ran as far down into them as I could. When I got to a place near the seeming bottom and back end, close to the other end of the room, I crouched down in the density of trees to avoid being seen, pretty sure that no one could be coming by around here. I had crouched against a sort of short wall on the other side and next to a door. Or was it next to a door? I'm not sure. All I know is, while I crouched down, sure that I was safe from being seen and looking down at my feet, all of a sudden I started seeing children's feet passing me, as if the kids were coming into a room from being in line for formation, and all of a sudden I looked up and sort of freaked out, thinking I'd made some sort of wild and severe misconception about where I was, because I was now in the corner of a strange-ish square classroom-sized room, and behind an easel that was next to the door the kids were coming in. I think the classroom had windows that might have looked out onto the trees from before. And these windows were on the side across from the room to my right. The kids all sat on the floor or were doing something, and almost immediately someone noticed me and pulled the easel away on the right side of me a little bit to see me. It was a little boy, perhaps around 8 to 10 years old. Somewhere along the line of me talking to him, which wasn't long, he said, "It's okay, you're the first outsider to come here," again referring to some points in Arc 22, the village hidden in the blizzard. Soon, one of the adults was looking after the children noticed me, and I felt like they'd do something bad to me, but I don't know, blank. The next thing I remember is that I'm now walking, apparently away from the stadium-ish place, but again with my parents, and this time it's in an extreme rush because my mom is walking very fast. I don't know what the rush is for, but I go along. It's still rainy, and we're walking under some sort of overhang of second-story buildings, passing shops with neon lights, and a small density of other people walking both ways along this. Soon, my dad started to fall behind, and eventually he seemed to have just stopped while my mom was still rocking really fast. So I kept with her, but kept looking at my dad, who stayed back to look at some shop, as I guessed, or something. For some reason, I felt like it was a fatal mistake of him to do that, or like I would never see him again. We eventually, under this overhang of buildings, reached a door into the parking garage we had parked at, and went back up all the stairs into the room at the top, where the stairs go around twice. My mom was in such a hurry that she skipped a whole round of stairs, walking up onto the next one perpendicular to the edge of them, which really wasn't that high and made the arrangement of stairs seem pointless and weird, and walked out through the door onto the roof. There were other people at their cars up there as well, just sort of doing whatever. When we got to a car and got in, I got in the passenger seat. Soon my dad came running up and, I guess, we left. I was awoken now by my dad calling my name from upstairs, asking if I wanted to go to the lake. Obviously not.